The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you for choosing to spend some time with me here today. So if those of you who are new listeners, it's their first time tuning in, I've been narrating my daughter's impending exit from our home. And we went down to, the process of that. We went down to Mizzou for orientation. And so I take my daughters on a daddy-daughter weekend every year. It's great advice that somebody gave me once, and I've been doing that since they were 10, last 10 years. I have two daughters, me daddy-daughter weekend and mommy-daughter weekend, so we switch off so that we get that one-on-one time with no interference, no dogs, no family members, no school, no, you know, just go somewhere, usually fishing. We've gone and got geodes down in Keokuk. We've done all kinds of cool stuff. Anyway, so I wrapped this one into a trip to Lake of the Ozarks. And we got a little house and rented a pontoon boat and just had a great weekend fishing and hanging out on the lake. And let me tell you, if you've not been to Lake of the Ozarks, you might want to go down there and spend a weekend. It's I looked, it's 14 times bigger than Okoboji. It's got 1,000 miles of shoreline, which sounds wild, but, you know, all these nooks and crannies, you know, they all, you know, I don't know if it's 1,000 usable miles, but it's 1,000 miles of shoreline. And there's all these little I don't know if they call them bays, but they're essentially bays, you know. And, man, it's just really a nice scene. There's nice restaurants. There's bar restaurants. There's, you know, with fried everything. And then, you know, there's decent, nice restaurants right on the lake. Pull up. The dock girls will come and grab your boat. And, yes, they were all girls. The people parking your boat were all, like, college girls. I said, that might be a fun summer job for you. But so we had this nice weekend, and then my wife and my other daughter met us down for the last day of that, and then we all drove up to Columbia, I guess over to Columbia, for the orientation. I would say Mizzou is a very, very impressive school. Things are obviously very different than when I went to college. I don't remember them having any kind of a weekend orientation involving the parents when I went to school. I remember going up by myself and registering, and then going back on the day I moved in with the stuff in my car. And I was moving into my fraternity, so I did not have my mom come move me in. Because we at Oklahoma State at that time, and I'm sure probably now, the freshman pledges live in the house. So I wasn't really enthused about having my mom come. Nobody did. Everybody just kind of moved in on their own. But it was just a different thing. And now, boy, and I'm sure it's like this at Iowa and Iowa State, but, you know, this is my first experience in a long time. And they just have all these resources. If you are having a problem with a paper, you can bring the paper to this place. And they will read it for you and go over it. And if you're having a problem with math, you can go here. And that's where the math tutors are. And if you have need emotional support, you can go here. And it's all on an app. And it's all just really, really a great experience. We met up with her roommate and her parents, and they all seem very, very nice. She's actually from Davenport area. I don't remember the name of the town. Forgive me. It's that time when she's, you know, processing out of the house, I guess is how you would call it. And it's tough on a dad, you know. It's a tough thing, but I'm super enthused about her choice of going to Mizzou. I think it's a good choice for her. I think it's far enough away that she really is able to spread her wings, and yet close enough that she could be home in 4 hours if she just said, you know, I got to get home. Or if there was a problem, we could get to her, that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's just been that's been consuming everything in our household, as you can imagine. It's been a flurry since my youngest daughter had the synchronized swimming, and my oldest daughter was what they call an usher, but really they do a lot of skits in between. So it was just a lot of work with all that. And then right into the senior party, which I've talked about before, it's a really massive undertaking that Roosevelt does, funded by the parents and sponsors. And it's a $50,000 project. It would be analogous to kind of prom night, post prom night stuff, but it's really just so every kid has a graduation party, whether they have the social or economic resources to have that party or not. The parents just got together. It's the 37th year, I think. And they said, you know, we're going to make sure all of our kids have a party available. So anyway, that took up a lot of time. And then we went to, 30 graduation parties. And then we went down and did that. Yeah, it's been quite a flurry. Last weekend we were supposed to go to Indianapolis for a Dave Matthews concert and an Indiana Fever game, but there was a health emergency in my family. And this is what I would say after experiencing two different hospitals in Des Moines with two different family members. People in the rural areas, especially talk about Carol, you got it really good. We weren't super happy with just almost anything that was happening, and mostly it seemed like a matter of them just being overwhelmed and understaffed. And I mean, there wasn't anything that there were some issues with triage at the ER and not understanding how severely changed my relative was versus where they were an hour ago, and the triage nurse not really comprehending that. And so, but other than that, when we got into the other hospital, everything was really great. But my stepdad was in the hospital, and I went up to visit him, and there was a tech with him because he has dementia, and I asked the tech, I said, hey, you know, could I speak to the nurse? And yeah, okay. So half hour later, and I'm telling you, I was super patient. I said, is there any chance I could speak to the nurse? And the tech texted on the computer again. About a half hour after that, finally a nurse popped up on the TV, and it was just this nurse sitting in a cubicle with a headset on who clearly had not been in the room or examined or anything, and she read me the doctor's note. I just would tell you that if you're at St. Anthony's, and somebody, and you go in and you'd like to speak to the nurse, you will get a nurse, a real-life human being, who has been in that room caring for that patient, and they will discuss it with you. And then if you need to talk to the doctor, they will figure that out in a relatively reasonable amount of time. It's just, like I said, this is not a criticism. I would say we weren't happy with how things went, but we didn't. There wasn't anybody in particular, except for maybe the triage nurse in the ER at the other hospital. It's just a matter of being overwhelmed over there, and it's interesting because, you know, I've worked in healthcare for 30 years in a lot of different settings, and you know, I've seen things continue to sort of just not be able to maintain. So but I would say that honestly, my family, you know, my family that's in Des Moines, if I could, you know, if they need something that's not like acute, in other words, it can wait a while, they're going to come to Carol. Because I've talked about it before. You have a staff that is used to taking care of their relatives and their neighbors and people they know from the community, and they extend that same level of care to everybody that comes through. And, you know, no place is perfect, but I'm telling you, people in Carroll and in the area here have access to a level of care and caring that is just unavailable in the city. It's just not. And you couple that with the technology that we have available. We have a cardiologist on staff, which is, and that, I mean, here, like she lives here, is part of the community. She's actually now our chief medical officer or chief of staff, one of those. I think she's the chief medical officer. But, you know, totally involved in the community here, available. We have a cancer center with all the top-notch cancer radiation oncology machines are like the top of the line. And I know that because I have a friend in Des Moines who said, who's a radiation oncologist, said, you guys got the top zippity zap, whatever it is. I don't know the names of any of those machines. I strictly know the orthopedic machines. Then we have the top, you know. So from a joint replacement perspective, I've talked about it. We have the Mako robot. There are other robots and other things masquerading as robots. There's one of the companies has a thing that they call robotic surgery that has no robot part to it at all. It's I don't understand how they can call it robotics. It's really navigation, which means that the surgeon is using his hand to make a cut with a burr, and that is he's using the screen as a guide. So, okay, but that's not a robot. And I think it's, and then there's another one called the Rosa made by Zimmer. And they, you know, I looked at all these. When I came here, I said, you know, we really need to get into robotic surgery. I've been here 6 years now. And St. Anthony said, well, do you think it's better for the patients? I said, it's absolutely better. So they said, well, what robot do you need? And I looked at all of them. So the Rosa robot is the Zimmer model, and really all it does is take the old-fashioned cutting block and place it where you want it based, and then you drill that old-fashioned cutting block in and you do the surgery the same way it was done before, as opposed to and it's based on an X-ray, the Rosa. It's an X-ray-based machine. In other words, the data that you input into the Rosa robot computer is an X-ray. The data that you enter into the Mako is a three-dimensional CT scan with about a million times more data. And you're talking about two flat X-rays versus a three-dimensional CT scan. So the level of detail that we're starting with is dramatically better. Our ability to do intraoperative modeling and change where we want to put things is dramatically better. The robot arm has the saw on the end of it, so I guide it, but I'm kind of pushing forward, but it's only allowing me to go exactly where I'm supposed to go, and it stops me from going where I shouldn't go. I would just tell you that it's about five times more expensive than the competing models, and it is five times better. So, you know, just again, I'm just talking about the way St. Anthony's has this incredible level of resources. I mean, the stuff, the cardiologist, Dr. Figowski, she's putting pacemakers inside the heart now. I actually would love to get her on here and talk about that because it's a very new procedure and she's excellent at it. And she does all kinds of other smaller procedures. She doesn't do catheterizations or you know, things like that, but she does the electrophysiology and things like that. So it just made me this very traumatic experience I had in the emergency room in Des Moines made me realize, man, we have it really good out here in Carroll as far as the healthcare setting that this hospital is delivering. I mean, from the level of care from the physicians, both the St. Anthony's physicians and the group in town, McFarland, you're gonna see an MD in the ER and think just all these things that just set it apart from both smaller, less resourced rural hospitals and larger, more overwhelmed urban hospitals. And so, And one thing that it's very interesting that this was actually reinforced to me earlier today as I was doing this Iovera treatment. So I do this Iovera treatment that is, and I freeze the nerves. I'll talk about it again. I'll go over my pain protocol again for total knees. So Iovera is something that I do for my patients. I've been doing it for 10 years. I love it. It makes a big difference in postoperative pain, and we freeze the nerves with a liquid nitrogen. Well, the patient's wife today said to me, you know, he takes magnesium and he was told to stop taking all vitamins and supplements. And so I said, well, I don't think he's going to need, she said, because if he's off that for a week, he's going to get bad leg cramps. So I talked to the anesthetist. He said, no, that's no problem. And I think as a general rule, most of the time you're instructed to just not take any supplements because there are some, I mean, there's so many supplements out there and vitamins, and some of them can have a problem and some of them can't. So most of those things aren't a big deal. But my lesson on this is be an advocate. I had to really be an advocate this last weekend. And I told my patient, I said, that's great. Good for you for letting us know that, because otherwise could have been that she said, well, you know, I'm not going to talk about it because I was told not to. You know, ask questions if you have questions. Be an advocate for yourself. Ask me if you're in my office and you don't understand something. I'm sorry. Please ask me. You know, speak up. Advocate for yourself in the healthcare setting. Advocate for your family members in the healthcare setting. Remember that sometimes healthcare will be overwhelmed, and that's when you might need to be the strongest advocate. Right. But make sure that you don't forget that if you have a question, there's no dumb questions. There's no bothersome questions. You know, just ask the question. Our job as healthcare practitioners is to listen to you and understand fully what you're saying and why, and make you feel good about the care that you're getting or not getting or whatever, you know, but there's nobody that's going to advocate for you like you. And, you know, if a patient is asking me a lot of questions, even if I say, oh, okay, you know, in the back of my head and like, okay, now that's the 15th question. You know what? I just say to myself in my head still, hey, they need to know that this is my job. My job is to answer their questions. And sometimes, you know, if you get hurried in the clinic, you know, sometimes the clinic's very, very busy in the office, you know, and sometimes, you know, people are human, doctors are human, you know, maybe you have five patients in the other rooms and you're kind of in a rush, and just make sure, like, if that happens with me, check me on it. Say, hey, you know, I don't feel like you're hearing what I'm saying. I don't feel like you're listening to me. Just be an advocate for yourself. Be an advocate for your family. And if you live in Carroll or the Carroll area, be very happy that St. Anthony's is here and is providing the kind of care that we are here. And I'm really proud of it. And even more so after these two, with two different hospitals, with two different healthcare organizations in Des Moines over the last couple months, I can just say that I'm really proud of what we are doing here in Carroll. So with that, you have a blessed week, Iowa, and I'll be back next week.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.